You'll notice in your worship bulletin the area in the middle called Scripture Surfing. And if you will do this, this is a way to read through the Scripture, read through God's Word. If you will do this, if you will get alone with Him and spend time with Him, that's how to grow. That's how to grow. And so let's have some readings from last week's Scripture Surfing. And so turn with me to Genesis. And if you need a Bible, there's one beside you in the chair there. And if you're new at this, that's the first book in the Bible. Just open up. We're going to look at last Thursday and Friday's readings and have some readings from those. Look at Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. Verse 17, God's Word tells us this. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls, so they could have children again. God tells us in His Word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayer is powerful. And then look at chapter 21. And speaking of prayer, let me pray. Father, we just ask You right now, Lord, that You would pierce our hearts with Your Word, Lord. Soften each of our hearts. Make us receptive to hear Your voice and whatever You're speaking to us. And Lord, may we leave here and go and put it into practice. Lord, get me out of the way. Let us hear Your voice through Your Word. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And in chapter 21, look at verse 2. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. You see, Sarah had rushed ahead. We got to wait on God's timing. God had His perfect timing, and here it was. Don't rush ahead of God. And then in chapter 22, we're going to dive down here in a few moments, so just hold your place there in chapter 22. And then in chapter 23, look at verse 10 and 11. Ephron the Hittite was sitting among his people, and he replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of his city. "No, my lord," he said, "listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of my people. Bury your dead." Abraham's wife had died, and he talked about having a place to bury her, and Abraham's willing to pay for it, but this man gives. He gives. Giving's a godly thing. It's been said before, give as much as you can to as many as you can for as long as you can. Then turn over to Matthew with me. That's in your New Testament. If you're new at this, that's the last third of the Bible is the New Testament. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10, look at verse 5. It says this, "These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans." Notice Jesus had His group of 12. And what did He do? He had been spending time with them and then He sent them out. Go. And here's the instructions. Share these things. Do these things. You know, that's what we're all about here today. That's what Jesus has called every one of us. This is the pattern. This is God's will for you if you're a believer. It's His will that you find a group of 12. We call them Bible study groups here. They meet at 9 o'clock in the morning every Sunday. You need to find your group of 12. You need to grow together with those 12 and then head out with that group. We're sent out. And the best way to, if you want to get started going out, heading out to go and share these things with people and see people come to the Lord. And that, if you want to get started in that, you come here at 3:45 every Sunday afternoon. You meet my office. We'll head out together. And then chapter 11, look at verse 28 to 30. Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now turn over to Psalms. There again, if you're new at this, you open your Bible to the middle and go back a little bit. Look at Psalm chapter 7, verse 1. You'll see the Psalms right before Isaiah, Proverbs before those. I'm sorry, Psalm 10, excuse me. Psalm 10, verse 17. God's Word tells us this. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry. And then in Psalm 11, we read from that during our prayer time. And so where you held your place there in Genesis 22, turn back there with me. And let's dive down a little bit in God's Word here. Is there anything that you love more than God? We talked about those greatest commands that Jesus gave us right at the beginning as we began our service. And so let's ask ourselves this question. You ask yourself that question. Is there anything that you love more than God? You see, we love a lot of things in life. Everybody's got their own loves. You know, it may be said of this person, of this man, oh, he loves gardening. You know, his life, gardening is his life. You just see him, he's a master gardener and he's doing all that. He loves gardening. Or it may be said of you, oh, he loves sports. It may be said of her, of you, well, she loves her grandchildren. She loves her grandchild. It might be said of you, oh, she loves her spouse. Might be said of you, oh, he loves his son and his daughter. She loves her son and her daughter. These are all wonderful things. But we need to remember what Jesus said. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And Jesus talked about that if any one of us, whoever wants to save his life, if you want to hold on to your life, and you know your life is the sum of all these things. You've got all your loves and whatever you love the most in life. That's all a part of your life and who you are. But Jesus talked about, you know, if you want to save your life, you want to hold on to your life real tight, the things that God has entrusted you with and the loves that He's given to you for a time. If you want to really hold on to that, Jesus talked about if you want to, whoever wants to save his life or hold on to it, will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it, Jesus mentioned. Listen to his words in Matthew 10, 37 through 39. Let me read you what Jesus said. Matthew 10, 37 through 39, he said this, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Is there anything that you love more than God? I was just sharing, I had a part in Billy Brown's funeral recently, and after the funeral, I got to talking to this lady, and we talked a long time. We were the last two to leave that cemetery, but we got to talking a long time, and I got to share with her part of my testimony with this. Is there anything that you love more than God? You see, I had a lot of things that I was loving more than God up until I was about 23. And at that time in my life, I was loving my party life more than the Lord. I was loving my girlfriend more than the Lord. I was loving other things. And you could ask me, you could come up to me and say, you know, hey, are you a Christian? Is Jesus your Lord? And I would say, oh, yes, definitely. But you see, the truth was, when God tells us in Romans 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Well, I thought I had it down. I believed God had raised him from the dead, and I could tell you Jesus is Lord. I'd probably tell you he's my Lord. But you see, now, as I look back and I remember, I realize, no, I couldn't truly say that. To say Jesus is Lord is to say, he's my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. He's above everything. In other words, I love him more than anything. Than anything he has given me, anything he has entrusted to me, which is everything. I love him the most. Jesus, you are Lord. And I got to share with her that day how he worked in my life in that way. And how he brought me to a point of surrender. And how Jesus said, if anybody would come after me, he must deny himself daily. And it's a daily surrender. It's a daily putting him first. It's a, many times, moment by moment, declaring to him, I love you more than anything. I put everything on the altar for you, Lord. And so, back to our question, is there anything that you love more than God? You see, Abraham was put to the test on this in Genesis 22. Let me read it for you. God put Abraham to the test to see, so Abraham could answer this question. Listen to these verses starting in verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up, saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed. Because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Is there anything that you love more than God? Well, first of all, put it to the test. Put it to the test. Ask yourself that question. Let me say a prayer. Father, I just ask that you'd reveal to every one of us, Lord, if there's anything in our lives we are putting before you or loving more than you. Oh, Lord, please show us. We want to deal with these things. And we pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Whatever the Lord shows you, put it to the test. Put it to the test. We see that in those first two verses. Sometime later, God tested Abraham and he said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains. God gave him a test. Put it to the test. If there's anything that God's brought to your mind or your heart, anything you're afraid of, oh goodness, you know, I might hold on to this thing a little too tight. This may be something that competes with my relationship with the Lord. Whatever it is for you, put it to the test. And ask yourself this question. What if the Lord asked for it? What if the Lord asked for it? What would you do? Secondly, how quickly can you surrender it to the Lord? Is there anything you love more than God? Whatever's competing, whatever's a possibility, put it to the test. Ask yourself that question. What if the Lord asked for it? And then secondly, how quickly can you surrender it to the Lord? How if He asked for it, how quickly would you just give it to Him? You see, in verse 3, it says, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. See, Abraham was quick with his obedience. He quickly obeyed the Lord. He quickly put the Lord first. How quickly can you surrender whatever it is that you love to the Lord? Could you go immediately, or would you hesitate? Or would you have to think about it? Would you hesitate? Would you be like Lot? You know, we just read in our scripture surfing Genesis 19. Lot hesitated. You know, Lot lived in this city right around Sodom and Gomorrah, and God was bringing judgment on it, and it was time for the city was to be burned, and God had sent His messengers to Lot to pull him out and his wife out. And others for them to leave, and God's messengers were saying, hurry, you must go, take off. But Lot hesitated. You know, maybe he loved his home and where he had come from. Maybe he loved it all too much. He didn't go immediately, he hesitated. Now thank the Lord in God's grace that angel or that messenger, you know, grabbed his hand. They said, come on, and they pulled him. They said, get out of here. Would you hesitate or could you go immediately? How quickly can you surrender it to the Lord? Next, do you trust Him to take care of it? Do you trust Him to take care of it? You see, I think some of the reason Abraham loved God more than anything, and so he said, here's my son. I'll go immediately. And then in verses 4 through 10, you know, he trusted the Lord to take care of all this. He didn't understand. He had been promised that from your son, from your him, there'll be your descendants will be numerous. And God had just given him this son, you know, some years back, this promised son. And I'm sure he didn't understand any of that. Offer him as a sacrifice. But, you know, I know that Abraham trusted God to take care of it all. He might not have understood what God's doing, what is He saying? But he trusted God. He loved God more than anything, and he trusted God. And so he just did what God said. And you can see as you read those verses that he's trusting that God's going to do it. He doesn't know how. But he says, if you notice, he told his servants, we're going to go over there and worship, and we'll come back to you. Somehow. I'm about to go sacrifice myself. We'll come back to you. He knew God could raise the dead, I'm sure. I don't know what all was going through his mind, but he trusted God to take care of it all. Do you do that? Whatever you love, when you put it to the test, how quickly can you surrender it to the Lord? And then, do you trust Him to take care of it? Do you trust Him as you release whatever you love the most, as you release it to the Lord and you trust it to the Lord, do you trust Him to take care of it? To take care of everything? Do you say, if I release this to you, Lord. I'm trusting you that you'll take care of it. I'm trusting you that you will provide. You'll provide all that is needed. And so, pass the test. That's a big part of the word for today. Pass the test. We see that in verses 11 through 14. Abraham goes and he does what the Lord says. And he's going through with the whole thing, everything, whatever God told him. He's doing it because he loves God the most. Pass the test. You see, right now, you have an opportunity. Right this moment, God has perhaps pointed something out to you. And the question's been asked of you. Are you listening for the Lord's voice? What is the Lord saying to you? Is He asking you this question? But you have an opportunity right now. You see, you've heard the question, is there anything that I love more than you, Lord? Is there anything I love more than God? And you've heard the word, well, put it to the test. How quickly can you surrender it to the Lord? Do you trust Him to take care of it? And so, pass the test. You have an opportunity right now. You can decide right now, this moment, in your heart, to put it on the altar. Whatever it is. In your heart, right now, you can pass the test. You can take whatever it is, and in your heart, you can put it on the altar before God. And you can do that in a moment. You can surrender it to God. You can say, God, it's yours. I love you more. It's yours. I love you more. And then, enjoy your reward. Enjoy your reward. You see, in 15 through 19, you can read that again on your own time, but God just goes over blessing after blessing. I'm going to read a little. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Once you pass the test, once you decide in your own heart, if you decide to pass the test, and you put it on the altar before the Lord, then enjoy your reward. Enjoy your reward. Enjoy God's blessing. You see, you're always rewarded and blessed for obedience. Obedience always brings reward and blessing from God. And you see, then, when you pass the test, you can declare Romans 10. You can truly say Romans 10, and it can be true for you. You can say, when you pass the test and you put this thing on the altar of the Lord, you can confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And you can say, Jesus, you are my Lord. I've put you above everything. I love you more than anything. Whatever you require of me, even my own life, it's yours. I'm yours. I love you more than life itself. And then you can say, Jesus is Lord. And then you are surely doing Matthew 22. You are loving Him the most. You have your priorities right then. You are loving, you're doing what Jesus said is the greatest commandment. You got it in order now if you've done it. Or if you do it in the next moment in your heart. Then you finally have it in order and you're doing Matthew 22. And you're able to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm loving you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. And then secondly, after that, I'm loving my neighbor as myself. People, other things, relationship. Well, people, that's the second command. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so I want to invite you. I want to invite you. And as Chris leads us in this song, Chris, you can come on. As Chris leads us in this song, I want to invite you that if there's anything that you need to put on the altar before the Lord, if you want to come up here as Chris leads us in this song, you're welcome to pray at this altar if you would like. You can get on your knees at your seat if you'd like. You can pray sitting in your seat. as you like. But you deal with whatever the Lord tells you. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. And Lord, please search every one of us as you have been doing. And Lord, if you have pointed out anything to any one of us that we are loving more than you, or that we are tempted to love more than you, Lord, help us to put it to the test right now. And Lord, help us to right now say, Lord, I quickly, if you ask for it, I quickly surrender it to you. And Lord, help us each to trust you to take care of it. And Lord, may we each pass the test, Lord, and right now decide to give everything to you, to put you first, to love you more than anything. And then, Lord, may we enjoy the rewards that you have for us and your blessings. Lord, we love you more than everything, anything. May we prove that, Lord. And Lord, if there's someone who needs that relationship with you, Lord, may they come at this time as Chris leads us. May they step out of their seat. May they come and share with me that I want that relationship. I want to know Jesus. And may they call out to you and say, Jesus, save me. I want to put you first. I love you more than anything. Thank you for what you've done for me. And Lord, if there's some other decision, if there's something you're telling somebody else here, Lord, maybe that this is the place for them to join this fellowship, Lord, then Lord, bring them. Whatever you speak to our hearts, may we step out and obey you. Help us, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Chris,
whatever the Lord's telling you, you come and share that as Chris leads us.